Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season two arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, here's one for Dana.
I love this song. Listening to the radio. That is a good song. Who picked that one? Finally a good song at 5:07.
What are you talking about?
What? Sorry, I have not been pleased with today's music selection until just now.
Read the list.
I don't even know, but you were singing along to like 4 of them.
I do that anyway, Sam. Carry on. I digress.
I'm offended. A court in Louisiana told a bird enthusiast that the purple martins.
Yes, there's a lawsuit over this.
Nesting in his backyard are causing a nuisance for neighbors. Huh.
So the neighbors are saying.
Well, his son builds birdhouses for martins.
Yes, they put in this gorgeous martin house. And the neighbors are saying that the droppings from the martins are causing a nuisance. But to the homeowner's point, how do you know that your bird droppings are martin droppings? Are we DNA testing them? I mean, there's birds everywhere in the neighborhood.
Fair point. The family argues we're losing the bird population. We're building houses.
We're trying to build houses.
To give birds a place to live.
Yep.
And now you're telling us that we're being a nuisance.
I love birds.
I know you do.
I tried to buy a new feeder today and they were out of the kind that I wanted. It has brought me an immense amount of puzzling joy.
Because you're getting older?
I don't know what it is. I look out and I see them out there and it just makes me happy.
Oh, look at those birdies.
Look at that tufted titmouse. Yes. Which, by the way, I have one of those. I have some mourning doves.
What do those even look like?
I have a Carolina wren. I'm learning. He looks like a cartoon to me. When you look at him, he looks like a cartoon.
The tufted
bird. Yeah. Oh my gosh, he's so cute.
Dear God, I hope I see a yellow-bellied warbler today.
Oh, they are cute.
They're so tired of these wrens.
The tufted blank mouse is small.
Yeah, they're
it's a very small
super
bird.
Tiny.
Yeah.
And they're super, super cute.
Sam, can we go back over your story, the least healthy cities in America, please?
Most certainly, yeah. What do you want to know?
I wasn't paying attention, so don't get mad.
So they ranked the 180 most populous cities, as Wallet Hub tends to do.
Yes.
As far as the healthiest cities, it was your big megatropolis
Denver.
Cities that you would think of where people are walking and
New
eating
York?
Healthy. Yeah. San Francisco, San Diego, and I can't remember the third one were the top three.
Okay.
Kansas City came in at 102.
Ooh, that's not good.
Out of 180. Not great.
A lot of barbecue.
Wichita.
Yep.
Came in at 43rd. St. Louis, believe it or not, came in at 30th.
Well, they're running from bullets.
Well, very, very fit there. And then the least healthy cities, they had Gulfport, Mississippi is one of them.
Oh, my gosh.
Stop the tape right there.
Okay.
I fly into Gulfport when I go see mom and dad. It's 5 minutes away from their house.
Hmm. Did they grease the plane wheels with lard there?
There's a lot of shrimp baskets down there. It's a.
I have a lot of people eating shrimp.
It's a fat. No, it's fried. It's a fast food chain. It's called the Shrimp Basket.
Oh.
And you can get, oh my gosh, you guys, redfish fried, shrimp fried, fried
is
green
everything
tomatoes.
Fried?
Everything down there is fried. Now you can ask for it grilled. They will give you a puzzled look.
Like you're from out of state?
Yeah. Like, what do you mean grilled? I mean, yeah, we can do that, I suppose. Weirdo.
The same look they would give you if you were to say unsweet tea.
Yeah.
Or would they just escort you out?
Yeah.
Their tea is sweet down there?
It's all sweet. Yeah.
Ugh.
It's so
gross.
Good. Yeah. I usually mix mine half and half. But anyway.
What are the other unhealthy cities?
Let me pull it up real quick.
Okay. If you don't mind. I bet they're all in the South. Guaranteed.
Not necessarily.
Why not?
So healthiest, we have San Fran, San Diego, Seattle, all the ones that you would
expect.
Sounds
about right, yeah.
Scrolling, scrolling. At 182, we have Brownsville, Texas.
Not surprised.
181, okay. We have Gulfport, Mississippi.
All right, so we're not last. Ha!
Laredo, Texas, we have 180. Shreveport, Louisiana. Are you sensing a theme
it's
here?
It's Louisiana.
We're all in the South.
Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Yep, still in the South.
Huntington, West Virginia. And we move out of the South to Toledo, Ohio.
Huh.
Back to Corpus Christi, Texas. Montgomery, Alabama. Memphis, Tennessee. Mm. Jackson, Mississippi. Yeah.
Jackson, Mississippi.
They're all in the South.
Minus West Virginia and Toledo. Nope.
Well, West Virginia is the South, right?
No, West Virginia was formed when Virginia...
I'm talking lifestyle, Scott.
Well, yes.
You guys and your disdain for the South.
I have no disdain.
I was born in the South. I lived most of my childhood in the South.
You don't remember being in Georgia, do you?
No. I think my parents moved when I was 6 weeks old.
Ooh, Springfield, 128. Go Springfield.
All right, now we're repping.
Now we're repping.
Queen Elizabeth never thought Prince Andrew was guilty.
Okay. Well, and
according to
the Nile
book,
isn't just a river in Egypt.
The headline is A Mother's Love is Blind.
Mm. After how many allegations is a mother's love blind?
Well, but not that you would ever have to do this. You wouldn't want to believe those things about your son.
You wouldn't want to believe it after one allegation. But one that followed him for, 30 years, 20 years, however long we've been talking about this?
20 or 30, yeah.
Come on.
Well, and you would have to think from her perspective, she recognizes the power that family holds and that he is potentially a target for blackmail. So she could be just thinking, there's no way he did it.
He is a target when he does it.
Well, I know, but maybe her thought process was, there's no way he did it. They're just trying to blackmail him or something. Yeah. I don't know.
I want to introduce you to a guest that I would like to have on the program, and I know what you're going to say. His name is Wheelie Nelson.
I'm sorry. His name is... Is this an animal?
Wheelie Nelson, the partially paralyzed Shawnee goat, hearts on social media.
Nope. Sam?
Let me see.
Online fundraiser that began with a goal of $300 to buy a wheelchair for a goat's back legs has quickly topped $8,000.
Yeah.
Call it the goat of fundraisers from our friends at the Johnson County Post.
What happened the last time we had a goat in the studio?
An online donation drive for a partially paralyzed goat in Shawnee has raised more than $8,000 to pay for customized wheels and ongoing medical care for a young goat named Wheelie Nelson.
And then Toby Tobin damn near died from all the chemicals you used on the pee.
Best name ever.
It is a good name.
Jordan Doherty of Shawnee owns and takes care of Wheelie and says she noticed his struggle to use his back legs soon after he was born 3 months ago. On trips to her parents' farm in DeSoto, where Wheelie was born, Doherty could see Wheelie carrying himself across their yard using his front legs and dragging his back legs. Mm. One day we went outside, she said, and he was just sitting there because he couldn't walk. So we started picking up his back end for him.
Nelson, and you want to bring him in studio?
Yes, Nelson.
That's a Wheelie bad idea. Credit to Sam on that joke, by the way.
Nelson and her friend bought him a wheelchair designed for dogs, which he quickly outgrew. A wheelchair more suited to his size, as you can imagine, turned out to be much more expensive. So she started a GoFundMe. It was very successful.
I love your, no, Dana, listen, and I'm being serious. I love your heart.
Oh, it's so cute.
But we have to stop bringing animals into the studio. We have to
okay,
stop.
But, you know, there have been a couple of times it has worked out very well.
Name one.
The kangaroo, the baby kangaroo, you loved
it
that.
It slept.
Right. It worked out well.
It was super cute.
That was cute.
I brought you a puppy on Hug a Puppy Day. That was super
cute,
that was kinda cute, right?
Yeah.
They were two
the
for 74.
Parrot did not hurt or defecate.
Do anything it, he was brought in to do.
Just hung out, which was funny-ish.
Tell everybody what happened the last time we had a goat in here.
David was wearing jeans, and it did not hold the 5 buckets of urine that he expelled.
How long
floor.
Did David pee? Do you
it
remember?
It was about 6 minutes.
It was seven. It was actually 7 minutes long.
It started before the bottom of the hour newscast.
That is correct.
When is National Goat Day?
And was still going after the bottom of the hour newscast.
That, after
May
the commercials.
23rd yeah. is National Goat Day. We should see if we could get Wheelie Nelson in here.
We should not.
I brought in a turtle. Turtle didn't harm
was,
you in any
a,
way.
That was a tortoise.
My God, that thing. He was the one that was on the lam, and then they found him. Mm-hmm. Remember? 100 years old. He just
him.
Took off in the middle of the day.
He was heavy.
Anyway.
Maybe we should give these ideas some more consideration before we roll them out.
No. Sam Stevie, you leave Wheelie Nelson alone.
I don't.
Best name.
It's a great name. It's a great name. I think we really need to rethink bringing animals into this building. I really do.
You guys are no fun.
Unless they're a dog on a leash. And that's it. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott. You're on KMBZ.
Big deal brands are up to 25% off right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. You're not going to want to miss this. These brands almost never go on sale. At DSW, we'll give you something to brag about. Like up to 25% off select styles from Adidas, Crocs, Nike, Reebok, and more brands you love. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Save today at your DSW store or DSW.com. DSW, let us surprise you.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2. Featuring an all-new cast, this installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Who's sex? Dana has a quick story that we'll get to in just a minute. I was telling her, I don't know if you guys got any rain last night, Sam, at your house. Dana didn't get any.
A little bit, yeah.
It was pouring.
Now, the wind has been insane. Insane.
And so, right before I came in for the show, I ran to the grocery store to get a big Cobb salad for dinner tonight for me and T. And when I was coming back to our neighborhood, you know, the trash people had been by because recycling and regular were now empty. And I literally had to drive like to the right, to the left, to the right, to the left, just to get to my house. Everybody's trash cans were in the street.
Bob and Wee.
Mine were two houses down. And I had only been gone for about 20 minutes.
What happened to the dome?
Didn't work last night.
I'd be calling the HOA.
Yeah. It didn't work.
I'm going to be honest. When I left today, the trash can was still out, but I believe it might have been already retrieved. Like the trash had already, like, you know what I mean? So it was empty sitting there.
You mean like the trash was down the street
so
retrieved?
I could have gotten out of my car, checked, rolled it back to the garage.
But you didn't.
I was like, it'll be okay.
Johnny, oh, I don't do that.
I was like, it'll be okay. But honestly, was it? Because it was so windy.
Oh, my God.
So if I go home and the trash can is not there, I will actually feel guilty.
There are people that think that you need to be ready to wheel that trash can back in the second they empty it. It's like,
Wheelie?
What?
You leave Willie Nelson alone.
Also, the text line said, that's not a wheelie bad idea. That's a wheelie bad
get out
idea.
I saw that one.
Get out.
That one's funny.
But is there an expectation that you wheel that thing in immediately?
No.
Not immediately, but I think on a windy day you do.
Yeah, to protect
as quickly
property,
as you can.
Right?
Because every Thursday I put the trash out early in the morning because sometimes they show up at 5, sometimes they show up at 9.
I know. I have not figured out my schedule either, Sam.
But when I go to leave for work, I don't carve out time to wheel them back up to the garage.
How long does it take?
Longer than I want.
When you're in a hurry to get to
work?
Yeah,
I'm trying to get to work.
I know. I was already backing out, and I'm like, we're just going to cross our fingers
well,
and
see,
hope.
Mine are back in the garage.
Good
oh,
for
see,
you.
I'm like, oh, look, those are empty. I'm going to work.
Good for you.
Yeah, Mary Beth can get it. All right, share your story.
Which one?
The one about $25 a minute.
No, I don't care. I'm not going to talk about that. That's gross.
Christy Noem's husband.
That was not for air. Oh, my God.
You know, Mr. Balloon Boobs?
I just don't understand the dark web and those
why
things.
Why is the right one higher than the left
I don't
one?
Know. Well, can we not even that? I don't. I really don't. And I feel bad for him. And everyone in his small town feels bad for him.
Once you realize it, why would you post it online?
Was he trying to mimic nature?
I don't. Sam, the story is, I didn't even know that this existed, but it was $25 a minute.
For somebody to talk dirty to him.
While
allegedly,
dressed like
allegedly.
That. And I don't.
Hey.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't get it.
For $25 a minute, sign me up.
Here is a gender firecracker of a story.
Is that helium in those balloons?
You know the very, very attractive, darling, great actor Chris Pratt, right?
Yeah.
He married Katherine Schwarzenegger, right? And I don't follow pop celebrity news. I didn't know that either.
Okay.
But she has sparked debate over her, quote, tone-deaf comment about, quote, needing her husband. And there's a photo that goes with it. Oh, just wait. Katherine Schwarzenegger has sparked a debate with fans after she praised her husband, Chris Pratt, for building a dollhouse for their daughters. And there's a photo of him, and he's outside, and he's got a tool belt on. This is a mega doll. Like, he is.
It's a big. It's about,
think of like a playhouse.
About 3.5 feet tall.
He's painting it. It looks like
nice
shingles
shingle
yep. on it. You know, this is not something that like is IKEA, right? So she shared the photo and she wrote, I don't understand when women say I don't need my husband when I very much in fact do need him because who else is going to build our daughters a dollhouse? She wrote over the clip set to Olivia Dean's Man I Need. I don't even know what that is. Some song apparently.
What's wrong with that?
She also gushed over him in the caption writing, when you have a golden retriever husband. While the New York Times bestselling author was merely showing appreciation for the Marvel star, she says her remarks rub some critics the wrong way, where wives and women can build dollhouses too, one person wrote. Another added, women can do that. We also buy our own homes and vote. Others echoed the same remarks, with a third chiming in, it's nice that he built it, but it's either tone-deaf or passive-aggressive.
These are people who want
to
be
say
offended.
You will never understand. And then it went into this back and forth. Over, and here's, I don't want to be the one coming to the defense of this post because I'm all about the women's rights and women can do anything. And
you can.
Always, always, always.
You can.
Like when we're talking about a doctor on the show and Scott says, what was his name? I am the one that goes, her name, right? You know this about me. I do not find that remark offensive. She doesn't know how to build a dollhouse. He does.
It has nothing
He's
to
building
do with
the
that.
Dollhouse.
It has nothing to do with him building a dollhouse. It has everything to do with people, dare I say, some women, just wanting and looking to be offended.
Well, pendulums can swing too far.
I think you can have it both ways. I think you can be independent and want to make your own money and do your own things and have your own interests and hobbies, but then also be appreciative and acknowledge that there are certain things the man in your life is better at than you are. He would say the same thing about me.
Do you need Johnny?
Oh, God, yes.
Is that offensive?
I came home the other night and he was raking all of the leaves.
That's fair enough. Can you not rake leaves?
It's not to say that I could not rake leaves, but I was so appreciative that he did.
So what is a man's job, Dana?
But I don't like that question.
I know.
You know I don't like that question.
What's a woman's?
I don't like that question either.
Trying to poke the bear, sorry.
But do we not have a division of things that you, in any relationship, that one half of you does better? It could be two women married for
She cooks better than me.
Okay.
And she does.
He cooks better than me and he does.
I make a better bed.
I don't make a bed.
I know. I make the bed every weekday. She makes it every weekend.
There's just there's a natural division between human beings. Not with partners, just human beings. On person A is better at doing certain things than person B, and person
you're talking
B
about
is,
in a relationship.
Yeah, that's, I'm saying humans because it doesn't the even chores. Have to be a man and a woman. I just in every relationship there are going to be people sisters. If you're listening right now and you have a sister, she is going to be good at certain things that you're not, and you're going to be good. I mean, this is just human nature.
But right. You know this is a response to the hyper-feminist movement, right?
Yeah, that's
no,
exactly right.
I,
that's exactly right.
Because I think you can have it both ways.
I mean, the same
like,
people—
I am hyper-feminist, but I can also acknowledge that, Sam, you are the best person in this room with the buttons and the pushing and the electronics and logging into a laptop.
And you're
I don't
the
know
worst.
How to do that.
You're the worst.
And I don't think that that's a sexist comment. I literally don't know how to do any of the things that you know how to do.
But I feel like the same people that would be offended by this are the same people. I keep saying people. It's primarily women who you would hold a door for them and they'd be like, well, I can grab the door myself.
It doesn't bother me if someone
that's
opens the door.
That's not why I was holding the I'm holding it out of respect.
I also open the door for women, or if there's a guy running up behind me, unless it's like longer than 4 seconds, because then it's awkward. I don't know.
I'll just repeat myself. These are people, primarily women, who are looking and wanting to be offended.
I have friends who are very, very handy. People who happen to be women who are also very handy. Pick up a hammer, they do the deal. I do not possess those skills. I didn't take shop in school. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that everybody does. I didn't. They didn't offer it to girls. Boys back in my day took shop.
You couldn't have taken shop?
I think there was maybe one girl in 10 years that took shop, and everyone made fun of her, and that breaks my heart. We should all have been taking shop, and the boys should all have been taking home ec.
But you could have taken it, but girls just stayed away from it.
It was just understood that you didn't. But would the boys not have grown and learned how to make an omelet with the, is it such a bad thing that a kid going off to college, male or female, knows how to make an omelet?
Is there a job in America? Keep it clean.
Right. Aside from Hooters waitress.
Or show was it? Penis model. I think it was Friends or something. Is there a job in America that is specifically for men? Or specifically for women.
But I will tell you, there are jobs, and we've talked about this at home, where like, why are more women not applying to these jobs?
I was going
to
say, by the numbers, there are entire industries that are just for men. If you look at the fact that 96% of the people doing that job.
Construction, roofing.
Mm-hmm.
And women.
But if you like to work outside, I think there are a lot of men in healthcare. That balance has kind of come... I think has.
What about teacher? Elementary school.
Still, I would guess 92% women, 95% women.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. 586-7798.
This is fun and this is interesting. And Sam and I have come up with different lists when we look this up. So the Department of Labor tracks what are some of the areas that are male dominated versus female dominated.
Okay.
And then other people have looked into all of it. Like, what are the roles where an overwhelming majority are either women or an overwhelming majority are either men? And Sam, you go first.
So I've got the top 10. Thank you, AI. You do have some good uses. I have the top 10 industries that are dominated by either men or women. Do you guys want to guess?
Top five. For men?
Yeah.
Plumber.
Yeah.
Utilities, male, 66.3%. Not as much of a gap as you'd probably expect.
So plumbers, pipe fitters, and steam fitters, according to the Department of Labor, have the smallest percentage of women going into that workforce at 1.6%, meaning 98.4% are men. Plumbers, pipe fitters, steam fitters. Sam?
I'll just tell you. Number five is educational services.
Is this for men?
No, this is both male or female.
So with the widest gap.
Chasm. Yeah. Yes.
Number five is educational services. Which one do you think is more of?
More women.
73.4%. Number four, transportation and warehousing.
Male dominated.
74.1%. Healthcare and social assistance.
Female dominated.
76.6%. Construction.
Male.
85.6%.
Gosh.
Mining, oil, or gas industries.
Okay, listen to these. Registered nurses makes one of these lists, with 87.4% women.
Mm-hmm.
Number 19, listen to this, broadcast sound and lighting technicians.
Man.
When was the last time you met a female broadcasting engineer? My entire career, they've all been men.
I can't think of one.
87.8% male.
But I will say on broadcasting for just a second, it has really turned though, because it is not, it's not common, but it's not unheard of, where you will have an all-female broadcasting team, you know, doing a newscast. Where,
on camera, yes.
That's what I mean. So the weather gal is female.
Yes.
The two anchors on the desk are female. You will never, ever see, and I think because it used to be so male-dominated.
Yeah, it's rare.
You would never see two male anchors on a desk.
It's rare. In sports, you do. In television, it's rare.
Well, like on Sports Center, you might see two guys.
Here's another one, photogs. Of all the photographers, photojournalists I work with over the years, two or three women.
I know,
in our shop.
I know five had at least one.
At least two when I was there. School psychologist is on my list, you guys. 87.9% women. School counselor.
I don't believe that.
Sam?
Next line asked about masonry.
Okay.
Bricklayers and stonemasons. Throw a percentage at me.
Male.
90.
90. More than 90%.
99.4% male.
That's incredible.
Okay, this one comes directly from conversations at home. Land surveying and mapping technicians. We have talked about this. You know, Johnny's a career land surveyor.
Male, 90%.
It is 88% male.
Hmm.
88% male. Child, family, and school social workers.
Female.
88%. Electrical and electronics engineers.
Male.
88%. Occupational therapists.
Female.
What percentage?
60.
88% female. Yeah.
Hmm.
Sam, you got any more?
Yeah.
Floral designers.
Oh, female, 99%.
89.1%.
Leisure and hospitality.
Women.
Yeah.
53%. Professional and technical services.
Male.
63.4%. Agriculture and forestry.
Oh, male.
65%. Manufacturing.
Male.
72%.
Okay, it's getting lower. Vet techs and technicians.
Vet tech?
Male.
Veterinary technicians. Yes.
Yeah, male.
No.
Female.
Oh, Libby will tell you this.
Really?
89.9% 8% women. It comes in as the number four job most dominated by women.
Did not know that. Let's grab Gloria real quick. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
So I was the son my dad always wanted, and he had three. But my job was, I was a hydraulic aircraft mechanic.
Awesome.
And everybody wanted me to, including my dad, wanted me to get an office job, find a man, get married, do all the stereotypical stuff.
Do you mind telling us what year, Gloria? Like,
I started at the airline in 88. But when I was going to high school, girls could not take shop.
Oh.
They could not?
They could not.
Could not. We had to take home ec, and I hated every second of it.
Why couldn't you take it?
I'm telling you, back then, Scott, it was frowned upon. Like, I feel like the shop teacher.
I could take.
If I
did take
said I want to take shop, I feel like the shop teacher would have gone. Okay. Also, the wrestling coach, by the way, the shop teacher was the wrestling coach.
Huh. Of course he was.
Speech language pathologist.
Female.
94.3% female.
Here's a wild one for you.
Okay.
Attorneys.
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm going to say male, but so it's close.
This breaks it down by law school students, law firm associates, government attorneys, partners, and equity partners.
I'd go 55-45, Sam.
So law school students, 56% female. Law firm associates, 52% female. Governor, attorneys that work for the government, 51% female. Law firm partners.
There it is, male.
71% male. Law firm equity partners, 74% male.
Dental hygienist.
Female.
Percent?
92%.
No.
Lower?
Higher.
Wow. 96?
At 95.7%, the dental hygienist comes in as the number two job most dominated by women.
I've never had someone in that profession who was a man.
I've had three hygienists who were male.
Not dentists.
Hygienists.
The cleaners.
Yeah.
Okay.
The cleaners. Wow. Wait a.
The number one job most dominated by women.
Wow.
It wasn't just elementary school teacher. It's preschool and kindergarten teacher.
99%.
Yeah, it comes in at 97.
Okay.
You know those teeth brushes.
I told you, when my kids were younger, they went to Riverside Elementary School. The only male teacher there was the gym teacher. That was it. Every other teacher was female.
The other one I said to Sam during a break, I don't know that, I know that they probably exist, but the golf course superintendents and general managers that I've been around.
At like a country club?
All men. Yeah. I'm not saying women don't exist. Yeah. We have a couple of female pros around town. I love that. Like head pros. Mm-hmm. But
I was going to say, I can think of like three female head pros.
Pros, yes.
Yeah.
We're getting better. But superintendent and general manager,
how do you become a pro at a country club?
You have to be a PGA teaching professional, a golf pro.
Do you have to be on tour at some point?
Some of them have, yeah.
You go through coursework and they teach you the inner workings of teaching golf. It's actually very fascinating. I got to sit while my buddy did all of his coursework.
Oh, that's right. He is too. He's a teaching pro, isn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
I thought of two, obviously NFL football player is exclusively male and probably always will be. I've never seen anybody drive a garbage truck that was a woman. Ever.
I've seen women in refuse services. I don't know that I've ever seen a garbage truck driver that's female. Oh, and by the way, speaking of NFL, did you see the first NFL female referee has filed a lawsuit?
Oh. For what?
We might have to talk about that when we come back. Johnny sent me the story. All of the awful reasons you would think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Attention fans of jury duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
So this made me so mad. It was one of the first women to officiate NFL games is suing for reinstatement and damages.
Has she been fired?
She is one of the first of three women to officiate an NFL game and describes her 3 years at the pinnacle of her profession as a descent into the grip of a sexist institution unable to treat a woman as an equal. Robin DiLorenzo cited gender-based scrutiny, humiliation, and open hostility when she worked from 2022 to 2025 as a league official. Lawsuit was filed last Friday. An NFL spokesperson said she was terminated after 3 seasons of documented underperformance. But one of the things she said that made me so mad.
Do you believe that?
No. She said it was her dream. It was her dad's dream. But the magic quickly ended when the longtime New Jersey resident reported for duty after being sent man-sized clothing to wear. And this was the one that made me mad. Being told that she could not keep her hair up in her hat. You know, they all wear the hats. There's the one white hat and the other ones. And she had her hair up in her hat. And they told her, no. You need to wear that in a ponytail that is visible and sticks out of the hat so everyone knows you're the woman.
The woman?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that because they're sexist or because they're trying to look like they...
They're trying to look inclusive.
Look at us. We hired a woman.
Go us.
Mm-hmm. The lawsuit asserted that an NFL officials crew chief told then Pittsburgh Steelers coach Mike Tomlin one day during training camp that she should be made to sing in front of everyone like the rookie football players because she was a new official.
See, this is what happens when you join the good old boys club.
Okay, let me tell you this because I don't want to say...
I want to say
decades ago, women, when they were joining police forces, mm-hmm. and certainly when they were joining fire departments, we all remember that. There were no bathrooms for women.
How about the Army?
I know. And so it breaks my heart she had such an awful experience. Am I surprised? No. It's going sickeningly... And sadly, it's going to take time.
You can't be surprised.
It breaks my heart to say that I am not surprised.
Yeah, when you're joining a, what's the word I'm looking for? Basically, an organization that is all men.
She worked, by the way, through 2 decades of officiating, breaking barriers, making mm-hmm. history, outperforming expectations at every level, only to be met when she finally got to the NFL with hostility, retaliation, and systemic inequality.
Why is it, and Sam and I were kind of talking about this a little bit off the air when you had stepped out. It's not, you know, a unicorn if you see a woman refereeing an NBA game.
No.
But if you were to see a woman reffing a NFL game or Major League Baseball, it's like you're looking at a unicorn. Why is that? Because
it took such a long time, and I don't know the answer to that.
I see a woman ref on an NBA court, and I don't think twice about it. Okay. Who cares?
Why did it take this long? Scott, I don't know.
It's
a male-dominated field where the men are making the hiring decisions.
You never see a woman in the NFL broadcasting booth. They're always sideline reporters.
I can tell you what an argument was against it.
Okay.
Intimidation. And we heard that with the rollout in the NBA as well. Is that the players are just going to get in their face and intimidate them and alter the call because...
Oh, that's such a lame argument.
I know. Yeah,
I'm sure that's the first thing they said when women started becoming police officers back in the, 60s, 70s?
I have no idea.
That there's no way she could arrest a suspect. He would intimidate her, right?
Yeah, I mean, their claim was a guy like... Not that LeBron would do it, but a guy like LeBron being 6'9", 280 probably, is going to... threaten.
Well, there's a video going around where one player, and I can't remember who it is, it was last season or the season prior, is actually like mildly hitting on the ref. And she's gorgeous. Beautiful.
I bet, yeah.
But he starts hitting on her and dropping little, you know, cheesy one-liners.
Okay.
And gosh, what was the line?
Give him a technical for it.
What makes me so sad about this, her experience, is that if you are a woman who has been a great officiator for 2 decades,
right.
You look at this and you go, you know what? Do I want to be the one that paves the way?
Is it worth it?
Is it worth, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Why not put women in the booth, networks?
We are seeing that a lot with NCAA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But not in the pros.
We should have Brenda Van Lanen
name
on to talk about that.
Name one woman who's in the booth at an NFL game. You can't do it. They're always on the sideline. Constantly.
NBA is at the same too. I don't watch NBA, but college basketball, I have seen women.
They're slowly, especially ESPN, is putting more and more women in the booth during like college football games and stuff like that.
ESPN is giving women a lot of the in-studio lead role. So mm-hmm. like it'll be a woman anchor.
But it's 4 other guys.
Yeah, let's go now to our panel.
And she's only the moderator.
Right.
Right. All right, we got to run. Birthday, Zach Bryan, Emmylou Harris, and that's it.
That's it?
The only ones I know.
And Scott goes, and a bunch of other famous people I don't know.
Never heard of them.
Happy birthday to you. You?
Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. We have Festivus Friday tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake.
Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. 2 personalities, 2 available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.